Then Turin seized him and shook him, for in those words he heard the feet of his doom overtaking him. But in horror and fury his heart would not receive them, as a beast hurt to death that will wound ere it dies all that are near it. "Yes, I am Turin, son of Hurin," he cried. "So long ago you guessed. But nothing do you know of Nienor, my sister. Nothing! She dwells in the hidden kingdom and is safe. It is a lie of your own vile mind to drive my wife witless. And now me, you limping evil, would you dog us both to death?" But Brundir shook him off. "Touch me not," he said. "Stay your raving. She but you name wife came to you and tended you, and you did not answer her call. But one answered for you, Glaurung the dragon, who I deem bewitched you both to your doom. So he spoke before he ended. Nienor, daughter of Hurin, here is your brother, treacherous to foes, faithless to friends, a curse unto his kin, Turin, son of Hurin." Then suddenly a fey laughter seized on Brandir. "On her deathbed, men will speak true, they say," he cackled. "And even a dragon, too, it seems. Turin, son of Hurin, a curse upon your kin and unto all that harbour you." Then Turin grasped Gurthang, and a fell light was in his eyes. "And what shall be said of you, Clubfoot?" he said slowly. "Who told her secretly behind my back my right name? Who brought her to the malice of the dragon? Who stood by and let her die? Who came hither to publish this horror at the swiftest? Who would now gloat upon me? Do men speak true before death? Then speak it now, quickly!" Then Brandir, seeing his death in Turin's face, stood still and did not quail, though he had no weapon but his crutch. And he said, "All that has chanced is a long tale to tell, and I am weary of you. But you slander me, son of Hurin. Did Glaurung slander you? If you slay me, then all shall see that he did not. Yet I do not fear to die, for then I will go to seek Niniel, whom I loved. And perhaps I may find her again beyond the sea." "Seek Niniel," cried Turin. "Nay, Glaurung you shall find, and breed lies together. You shall sleep with the worm, your soul's mate, and rot in one darkness." Then he lifted up Gurthang and hewed Brandir and smote him to death. But the people hid their eyes from that deed, and as he turned and went from Nengirith, they fled from him in terror. Then Turin went as one witless through the wild woods, now cursing Middle-earth and all the life of men, now calling upon Niniel. But when at last the madness of his grief left him, he sat a while and pondered all his deeds, and he heard himself crying, "She dwells in the hidden kingdom and is safe." And he thought that now, though all his life was in ruin, he must go thither, for all the lies of Glaurung had ever led him astray.